This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Two people shot in Monday night's mass shooting are expected to survive after being sent to the hospital. That includes a Lakewood police officer who was wounded while exchanging gunfire with the suspect. John Romero is with the Lakewood Police Department.
Now, I can't say enough about the courage and bravery shown by that Lakewood police agent. I can tell you that she is a 3-year veteran of the Lakewood Police Department. She will need more surgeries, but she is in stable condition and doing well.
The officer is believed to have killed the suspect. 5 other people were killed by the gunman during Monday's shooting. Police say the suspect targeted people he knew. Colorado's rank in job growth compared to other states fell from 6th to 17th in 2020. That's according to a new report from the Metro Denver Economic Development Corporation. The report says the large impact pandemic closures had on tourism is a big part of that decline. Still, Colorado remains a top 10 state overall when it comes to attracting business and investment. The Air Force Academy football team defeated the Louisville Cardinals 31-28 yesterday in the First Responders Bowl in Dallas, Texas. Quarterback Hazeek Daniels ran for 2 touchdowns during the game and threw 2 more.
Daniels trying to get it on his own, and he does. Hazeek Daniels' 10th rushing touchdown of the year at Air Force has broken out on top.
The Academy was the only Colorado university in a bowl game this season. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we're listening to The Takeaway, and I love shouting out our members, like Sue in Denver. Sue donated to Colorado Public Radio and said, "I love getting the latest on what's happening in my new hometown. I just got a friend to sign up too." Thank you, Sue. We really appreciate that. If you want to be like Sue and her friend, come to CPR.org.